Cervical Check campaigner Stephen Teep, whose wife Irene died after her smear tests were misread, has said today that his wife's blood is on the government's hands. His comments came after he settled a High Court action against clinical pathology laboratories, Medlab Pathology and the HSE over the death of Irene at the age of 35 in 2017. Both laboratories admitted that their breaches of duty had caused or contributed to Irene Teep's death. It's thought to be the first such admission of liability, but Stephen Teep said today that he'd not received any explanation or apology about why it had taken so long.
The day Irene got diagnosed with cervical cancer, she asked the following question: how did this happen? I did everything right. The day the HSE called me to say Irene's audited slides, they audited Irene's slides and showed different results, I knew then that I had to get the answer to the question, how did this happen? I've dedicated the last 4.5 years in battling, seeking the truth for Irene. At every turn, obstacles were put in my way by the HSE and the laboratories who misread Irene's smears. What was most important to me was to firstly get the answer to Irene's question, how did this happen? Nobody answered this question when she got diagnosed with cancer, nor did they answer it when Irene died, even though they had the results of those audits telling them clearly that the smears were misread. Secondly, so that our children, Oscar and Noah, in years to come, would know that I did absolutely everything I could in not letting those who wanted to hide the truth get away with burying it. I had a lot of help along the way. Firstly, Pat Daly and all my legal team in Cantlins who fought in Irene's name. Secondly, Dr. Gabriel Scally, who discovered through his own investigations this system was doomed to fail. But my biggest thanks goes to my incredible friend, Vicky Phelan. Vicky may not be here today with us, but I know she's here in spirit, standing next to Irene, knowing that today the truth was achieved. Today, we receive a full admission of liability from the labs, CPL and Medlab, that they did indeed misread Irene's slides, and in doing so, delayed her cervical cancer diagnosis, which caused her death. A properly run and well-funded screening programme is the least the women and families of Ireland deserve. Over the years, it has saved hundreds and thousands of lives in Ireland, but it hasn't saved some. A minor few medical professionals who don't know better keep going on about the limitations of screening, and that's all the cervical check debacle is about. I want you, them, those medical professionals, particularly, to hear this now. What happened to Irene goes way beyond the limitations of screening. Screening should have saved Irene's life, but didn't. The labs involved have, less than 3 weeks before the trial was due to begin, admitted their negligence and have admitted they breached their duty of care to Irene. She would be alive and well today if they just did their job. These labs denied Irene her life. These labs denied Irene the opportunity to be a mum and raise her kids. These labs denied her life with her parents and sisters, but most importantly, these labs denied Oscar and Noah a life with their mother. Shame on them all.
Stephen Teep also said that the government needs to start prioritising the health of women and mothers, like he said they should have done with his wife Irene.
The blood of my wife and the incredible friends I've made who have passed away is on the government's hands and those politicians who failed to listen. Oscar, Noah and my world ended when Irene's life ended. We now start our next chapter and focus on repairing the damage done. Maybe the government should now look at doing the same.
Stephen Teep speaking outside the High Court this morning. Well, let's talk now to our courts correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, very often in medical negligence cases, we hear this phrase that a case has been settled without admission of liability. But in this case, there has been an admission of liability. What has been that admission and what's its significance?
Yes, according to legal sources, this is believed to be the first time where such admissions have been made by the laboratories in cases involving the cervical check screening programme. And Stephen Teep told the High Court that his primary motivation in taking this case was to let the country know the truth about why his wife died, as well as to honour the promise he made to look after their sons. As you heard briefly in that clip, you heard about Irene Teep's words when she was diagnosed. She said, "How did this happen when I did everything right?" And Stephen Teep told the court that he was haunted by these words, and he'd spent 4.5 years trying to get an answer to this. And he said the only answer he'd been given along the way was about the limitations of screening programs, and it was only 3 weeks ago that he got these admissions of liability. He said the clinical pathology laboratories and med lab pathology had admitted that Ms. Teep's previous cervical smear test, she'd had a test in 2010, and again 3 years later, as she'd been directed, another test in 2013. And each of these had been reported as having no abnormalities. And the laboratories admitted that these had not been read or reported correctly. And if they had been, in each case, she could have had preventative or curative treatment and would, they said, they admitted that their breach of duty had caused or contributed to Irene Teep's death. He also said that he and his wife were never made aware of any option to have a review of her slides to look back on those previous smear tests and to answer that question, how did this happen? And they were never told that an audit was underway by the HSC. He said that the HSC's failure to tell his wife before she died about this audit, showing her slides had been misread, had blocked her from seeking justice for herself and ensuring security for her children. He said that she died just over 3 weeks after her consultant had received the results of the audit from the HSC, but she wasn't told about them and he wasn't told about them until after Vicky Phelan's case came to light in 2018. And he told the court that on July the 14th, 2017, he and Irene were told by her consultant that there was no more that could be done for her, that they were stopping treatment. And he said he was haunted by the fact that her file was on her bed at that point and the audit results were probably in it, and those results would have given her the answer to that question, how did this happen? And so now finally, just 3 weeks ago, he got those admissions, which he says has finally answered that question.
We heard something of his remarks there after the settlement directed at the government, Orla. What does Stephen Teep want from the state?
Well, he said that the difficulties and obstacles that have been put in his way for the last 4.5 years had delayed the repair, the healing of himself and his two young sons. He said he'd spent that time battling for truth and battling for honesty and had been put by the laboratories on full proof of everything until 3 weeks ago. And there had been no explanation, no apology why this had taken so long. What I think he was mainly calling on the government to do today was to bring in a legal obligation on doctors to be candid and tell the truth. He said what's currently being discussed by Cabinet does not meet that obligation. He also said that the government had put in place the cervical check tribunal when they had been advised this wouldn't work. And as you heard there, he said his wife's blood and that of the incredible friends he'd made who had passed away was on the government's hands. And he called them to prioritise the lives and the health of the women of Ireland.
Courts correspondent Orla O'Donnell, thank you for that.